Hey guys, Leanne here. With the final episodes of this season coming out, don't forget to vote in our Season 2 Formal Awards. You will find the link in our profile. You'll also find them in the show notes for this episode.
Ember! It's cold in here. There must be some toros in the atmosphere.
I said, burr.
It's cold in here. And then there's that bit, oh-wee-oh-wee-oh. Oh,
ice, 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 ice. Break it down now.
I feel like that's not making it into the episode.
And Star White. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought we did well.
We should be cheerleaders. So we'd be like...
Welcome back to Snipe Break High. We are up to episode 14 of season 2, which is the season finale.
Already.
Yeah. It's like a blink of an eye compared to season 1, which I am very grateful for.
It took us a full year to get through season 1. We're not even halfway through the school year and we're done. Season 3 is even one less.
It actually takes me a lot of effort to continue to watch a television show.
RuPaul's.
That's the thing. All right, so I watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
I feel like that's it for you for a consistent.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think for them because they're like 20-minute episodes and they're not follow-ons from each other.
Yeah, true. This is a lot. Jane is committed, guys.
For me, stick to a. Like, if we weren't doing this podcast, I wouldn't be watching the show. I don't mean, like, any disrespect about, like, the storylines or the writing or the actors or anything. I just don't have that level of attention span.
Jane's good at movies.
Yeah.
You're good at one-shot stuff.
Yeah.
I like to commit to something and then be bitterly disappointed at their endings. I invested 7 years into this or whatever, however long the series goes.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I've never seen it. I wanted to read the books first, but now it got so hyped up it made me go, I don't want to watch it.
The only ones really where people have said you've got to watch it, and I have, has been Schitt's Creek.
Yep.
I did watch that. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, I love that. That was one where I actually was like devo that it finished because I was like, I can't not watch that for the first time again. It was very funny. And I think that's about it.
I was at my in-laws the other day and they were like, we watched this little show called The Big Bang Theory. And I'm like, one, adorable. Two, I'm not watching it.
A little indie comedy.
Yeah. Nobody's heard of it.
I'm trying to think of, like, I read comics and my favorite comic is Sweet Tooth by Jeff Lemire.
I remember and, you talking about it.
They did a series, like a TV show, and I cannot bring myself to watch it.
One of my favourite series growing up was Tomorrow When the War Began, and I was disappointed by the movie and the TV series.
I didn't even know there was a TV series. I saw the movie. In fact, I think I saw the movie because...
We watched it. Remember, you came with me to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I taught the text at school.
Yeah. I didn't actually know there was a series.
Like an 8-part.
Oh my god, that was such a good book series.
Yeah,
I cried multiple times.
I have this thing I was saying the other day where you know, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they had that for books, and you could just experience them again for the first time. Yeah. I suppose for movies and stuff as well, but
I would agree to that.
Yeah,
I am 100% more loyal to book series than
same.
I am to television.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think there's an Australian author called Isabel Carmody. I've told you this. This pisses me off so much.
I reckon Jane has this rant once a year, but I'm going to let her have it on recording.
Thank you. So she started a series called Oba Newton in the 80s, like mid-80s, and she didn't finish it until in the 2000s. And now she keeps writing other books in the meantime. I think that's what annoys me.
Yeah.
So she started a trilogy called Dark Song, and she wrote two of them, and I looked it up. It has been 20 years.
You need to step away from the mic when you're that mad.
20, I'm just going to get louder. 20 years. So I read the first one when it was like first published,
yeah,
and then the second one as soon as it came out, and then nothing.
And the funniest thing is, So Jane and I met just over 10 years ago, and when we were like getting to know each other and we were hanging out, I remember we were talking about books and she went on this rant and I was like, yeah, that sucks. I'm sure it will come out soon. So every year for the past over decade of our friendship, it's still not happened.
I check her website. She has a Patreon now and part of me wants to join it just so I can be like, hey, hey, you started this trilogy while I was still waiting for the last books of the other series to come out. You've finally finished that one. If you die before you finish this trilogy, I'm going to be ever so pissed.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I'm struggling to keep watching this TV show.
So anyways, yeah, we're already – I didn't do a percentage. I really should have. Next, like I said, next season, only 13 episodes. It's one really? Less. Yeah.
Does it ever bump up again?
Oh, and how?
Oh, shit.
Then it goes 26.
What?
And then I think the last season or the season before.
652.
40.
What?
I just watched your brain short circuit in real time. That's Jane's exhaust from.
40?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't do it. Hang on.
How could they go from 14 to 40?
I mean, there's a couple of seasons in between.
Yeah, that probably all add up to 40.
No, more than that. Okay, so.
How many was the first one?
Ready? Season one, 38. Season two, 14. Mm-hmm. Season three, 13. Mm-hmm. So we'll be done by this year with both season two and three. Season four, 26. Season 5, 39. Season 6, 40. And season 7, 40.
I don't even know what to say. I'm going to fucking die. I'm going to die.
Do you know how many inappropriate relationships can be in that many episodes?
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
I knew the last season was 40. I did not realize because... I just did not realise it went like that. I assume...
What TV shows on this earth have a season that is 40 fucking episodes?
Oh, cartoon. Home and Away is like 100 something episodes.
Per season?
Yeah, because it's every day for yeah. But they're only half hour
what
episodes.
Was this? Once a week?
This twice was once a week. This was twice a week at certain points and once a week at other points.
I would imagine
the later seasons.
But the later seasons were two a week.
Yep. I'm trying to do some really quick 40 maths.
40 episodes. It's like we're going to be watching their life in real time.
Yeah. I know a school year ends and a new one starts within a season.
I'm so excited that this was the last episode of this season and I get a break. And you've just completely brought me down.
I'm really sorry. My laughter says otherwise, but I am. I'm trying to do maths right now. Hang on.
I'm going to be 80 years old still doing this podcast.
I told you it would take us 4 years
and
to do.
I've got the new fucking Netflix one as well. Have you watched that? Is it out?
No, it's not out yet. But I did see promo for it. Not an actual promo for the show, but like general. Mm. They got to be in Vogue, the cast. Vogue Australia. That's really cool. Yeah. Jealous. Not that I want to be in Vogue. I just wanted the clothes.
Give me the clothes. Don't take pictures of me.
That's effectively my life. Hang on. So anyway, this episode.
Can I just say too that this episode was one of those ones where it fucking jumps around so much. Like we're at the school, we're at the warehouse, we're at Yola's house, we're at the fucking shark pool. Like we're
everywhere.
We're in Con's bedroom looking at a ghost out the window. Like it's just... It is just manic.
It's like 40. So it's, and it takes me forever to watch those episodes because if a scene is longer, I can be typing as
even
we go along.
Because I type on my phone. Yeah. Even I was struggling a couple of times
Type, but then when it switches scenes, I'll pause it just so I can just finish that scene next scene. So these ones are like forever. So this season, by the way, Jane was not making up the ghost. That's a real thing. So Steve wants to make a horror movie and... Con is a helper.
Apparently media studies are still running.
I have a note for that. And also, Southgate has been offered a promotion by Southgate and Yola. Okay? Here's the thing.
What?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Bye, Southgate and Yola.
Huh?
Bye. Goodbye.
Oh, okay. I just heard Southgate has been offered a promotion
by Southgate. Sorry.
And Yola, and my brain did not go to that bye. It went to bye as
in offered, BY. Yeah.
Not bye as in later bitches.
Okay. So Southgate and Yola offered Southgate a promotion. Is that how you read that sentence? Yeah, sorry. In my head, I punctuated with a full stop.
Read that sentence. We are having another fucking blinder. Blinder. I am so tired. I am so tired, and I apologise in advance because I'm going to really struggle to fucking keep up.
So this episode, yep. We're getting to it.
Oh, Lucy's out of the credits already.
Lucy, yeah.
She's gone.
Done.
She's been...
She couldn't even finish for one. Like, she didn't even get one more episode. You're out.
Oh, and it's been replaced with a scene of Rivers walking down the stairs at school.
Oh, and like people are talking to him. Yeah, yeah.
It was a weird one.
Yeah. So we start the episode with Yola having a bad time.
Yola burnt some toast.
She burnt the toast. Do you know what? As someone who acts like the world is ending when I burn toast, I understand. Like I can deal with lots of things, but if the toast burns, I'm like, this is the greatest tragedy to hit this household. I get mad at myself, that's why.
Chuck it out and put more bread in.
I can't. I just can't deal with that.
Really?
Like, yeah, because I'm like, my incompetence. That's what I get mad at.
It annoys me because, like, burnt toast smell lingers.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Other than that, I think I'm used to my own incompetence. So I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Just fucking put it in the bin.
Back at it, Jay. Also, we see her look at a picture of Joe that we've never seen before.
And she tells him it's his fault that she's having a bad day.
Yeah, you can blame him. What's he going to do?
Yeah, that was very Yola.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah. I did like it. Then we head to the warehouse and Jodie and Matt are gross.
Yeah, and they're discussing whether they should tell Deloraine about their relationship.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys have been going out for, what, 48 hours at this point? Probably don't have to straight away.
I hate the way that they talk to each other. It's this weird sort of baby talk, but not. Yeah. I hate it.
I also don't want to watch teenagers kiss each other on the back of the neck. I don't know. It's just a part of the...
And Steve...
It just made me shiver.
Yeah, I know he did. Steve is channeling us because he's like,
Steve is
get
not
out.
Having it. He's like, this is what I want to say. He said, my girlfriend... You're not making it easy for me. My girlfriend's halfway around the world. And I was like, is she still your girlfriend if we never see her again?
I mean,
does that count? Head?
Well, look, where's Rat the dog? Like, they have them.
Does
around.
That mean that she's always just in, like, he never goes out with anyone ever again because, like,
oh, no, he goes out with other people.
Oh, so she does with... just literally, this is probably
she just fades out, yeah.
Okay. I bet he never says her name again because this is the end of the season.
I was going to say maybe next episode, but that's
next season.
Yeah.
Lucy will not have existed.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. We'll never, ever hear her name said again on this show.
I miss Lucy. Yeah, well, it took. Nick was mentioned for maybe two episodes and then we got one other mention of him this season and that was it.
Yeah. This episode he gets talked about.
He does. Sorry. Two other episodes. But he was the main cast member.
I don't reckon next season we'll ever hear about him again.
No.
Because he's been replaced by
Matt
now. Dealt
with effectively. Yeah. And like the emotions around him have been dealt with.
Yeah.
So we go to school and Southgate's in a bouncy mood.
Yeah, I said Southgate was very chipper.
And Rivers asked if he got lucky.
It was, yeah, because he sees Yola and then she sees Bolton rollerblading around and kick a bin over. And she's like, oh, can you deal with that?
I'm out.
And so he goes over and he's like, oh, you're getting good at that. And I was like, all right. And then
and even Bolton's like, what?
Yeah. And then you can see both Rivers and Bolton are like, something's weird. And then he says to him, Rivers says, did you get lucky on the weekend? And he goes, something like that. Rivers. And I was like, ew.
Southgate, no, I don't think you're thinking.
Even Rivers and Bolton were like, ew.
And so Yola is off to see Jim because she needs some time off because she's not coping, which is... Fair enough.
Completely fair enough, considering she went back to work like 15 minutes after Joe was killed.
Yeah.
So, and she's pregnant.
Pregnant. She's got really bad morning sickness. Take the time.
Yeah.
We head into science, their only class left.
Like, Jodie and Matt had discussed going to school separately.
Yes.
But apparently all they had to do was walk into class together and Southgate's looking at them sus.
Well, I mean, they're walking rather close.
I guess so. And also, they have yet another fucking science assignment.
All the assignments.
How many assignments does this fucking class
have? I mean, to be fair, Southgate is trying to fit five sub... I'm going to say five or six, depending on the school. Five subjects worth of work into one to justify them being there. But no one's done the work. But Southgate doesn't mind because he's got a brand new job. Papa got a brand new bag.
Yeah, so he has a... principal job at a rural school 8 hours away.
8 hours north.
So going up towards...
Queensland.
Queensland, yeah.
I don't know if it'd be more...
Did you hear me just whistle through my teeth there?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's cool. I can't... Oh, no
sweet
way.
Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
It's that guy from Family Guy, you know, the old guy.
Get your fat ass back here.
You got any shorts you wear in the summer? I can't do that.
Hey, I can't do that on the... Can't any shorts you wear in the summer? Summer?
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. Turn that into a button.
Anytime there's like an inappropriate relationship, sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah, he's off to, I guess, the... I'm going to guess the border.
The name of the...
No, he... It started with a Y. Yagambi, your baba.
Your mama.
Rivers is not pleased.
I was not pleased.
I know. Jane Wilson... So last week she sends me angry messages going, what, so that's it, Lucy's gone. And then this week she's like, this show is fucked. I hate this fucking show. And I was like, oh... That's what you usually send me when an adult has massively misappropriated their power over a child, but not this time.
They did that thing where they made Southgate more human and likable throughout the season, yes. And then they were like, psych, he's leaving.
Because we've been like, Southgate's great now.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a very sweet ending.
It was nice.
We'll get to that. But
and so back in the yard, apparently media studies is still a thing. We've just not heard about it since Vic left.
Yeah. So it's not like... There's been a replacement for Vic, as far as we can tell. The kids are just running their own show at this point.
Yeah, Steve's like, oh, I want to make a horror film for my media studies project. And, sorry, because I've written here, apparently media studies is a thing. And then in capitals, I meant to write okay, and I've put Olay.
Olay.
Media studies is a thing. Olay. I miss teaching media. I am sure you're looking forward to teaching media next term.
I'm sure you can tell by my facial expression just how much I'm looking for. I've never taught media before. This is
neither had I. So we go to the staff room where they've already got a cake and punch with Southgate.
Well, because when he first tells Deloraine, he says, Deloraine knows what he... And he goes, is this what I think it is? So I guess he had a cake ready. An emergency cake.
At least you tried, written on it.
I want an emergency cake.
And it's basically 800 kids in a country school. He's very hyped about it.
And he's like, oh, I went for other jobs, but I didn't want any of those.
I wanted this one.
And y'all was like, oh, you were just practicing filling out all the paperwork. Because, like, when you go for a teaching job, I'm sure even back then, like, you've got to do selection criteria. And
it's a page for each.
Cover letter. And it's just, it's a lot.
It's six pages. Effectively not including your cover letter in your CV. It's funny because one of my former students from my old school is currently a pre-service teacher. So that's when they're university students doing – they're student teachers.
Yeah.
He's doing practice at my current school and we're like, oh, you should apply for our – we've got some jobs coming up. You should apply for one. And he's like, yeah, yeah, cool. And then someone was talking to him. He's like, yeah, I'll just – you know, I'll throw my CV to the business manager. And like, oh, honey, no. Get ready for your weekend to be ruined.
Yeah.
Yes. They suck. And the thing is, because I'm on panels, because we're recruiting right now because our school's getting bigger.
So are we.
Yep. And so you –
we're probably competing.
Yeah, we are.
People.
We're very close in area, so we're fight to the death. And there's a teacher shortage. So we're reading applications and some people you can tell have literally copied – and look, we all copy-paste it, trust me. Mm-hmm. But you've – got to put the right school name on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, that there's a teacher shortage. But so, for example, one of the jobs that we just put out is woodwork. And out of the three applicants that are being interviewed, two of them have never taught, nor are they trained in woodwork.
Oh yes, yeah, we've got, but like your, and yours is way worse. Like I'm on the English panels and one of them was like an art teacher who wrote in her application, I understand that I have no experience or qualifications, however, I'd be a very enthusiastic English teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, great, but at least no one's using hand saws in my subject.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that, yeah, there's a safety level. Like
certain level of qualification.
Like one, well, because it's woodwork maths, so they've gone for the maths angle.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. Like one of them has applied is the methods are maths and Chinese. And I was like, nah. Like we'll interview them and see what they're like, but how is any of that helping you with woodwork?
You can make the characters out of wood.
So, yeah, but it's just weird to me that, like, there is a teacher shortage, but people are still applying. You know, they'll just apply for anything.
I'll tell you what, I have people. So I've been at my current school for 2 years. At my old school, there were names that were coming up for jobs that I was on the panel for that are still coming up now at my current school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, honey, no.
No, you can only get rejected so much. I remember being in a job interview on the panel and a guy came in and he cried in his interview, like a full grown man. Not that men can't cry, but it was still quite confronting for me. And luckily,
well, in an interview, yeah.
Yeah, like in a suit, and he started to cry, got all teary, and luckily there were three of us on the panel. There was me and our old AP, and he and I probably had about the same level of like ability to deal with grief or like sadness. So he and I just sat there like we're frozen, and it was just lucky that the other lady who was in charge of maths was really lovely. So she was like patting him on the shoulder and stuff, and I was just like, get the fuck out. He did not get the job, if anyone was wondering. How dare they? How dare they take these two?
They have the best banter.
Yeah.
So we head back to science, which they're proving our point that science is their only class because they were just in science. Have a cake break and go back to science.
With the same class.
Yeah. In the same course. Yep. Because I rewound it to make sure it wasn't a, oh, and it was the it's next day. No.
It's a quadruple science day. With 15 minutes for media studies.
Own study time. So Rivers is being a dick and Southgate's copying it on the chin pretty well. So Southgate asks them to open their books and he's like, I'm not doing it. Not with your stupid rules. Now you're leaving.
The others are like, because he does say like you'll get a detention, but he doesn't actually give him one. So when the Scooby Gang leave science, they're like, oh, they recognise that Rivers is being a dick.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, I wonder why I didn't give him a detention.
My favourite thing is Rivers is a dramatic bitch in all ways. I love it. He's always so dramatic. Like he's a big flouncer, and he. Southgate's like now.
He's a drama queen.
Yeah, he is absolutely a drama. I love it. I love it so much. It's so entertaining to watch. So whenever he's unhappy, it's like biggest emotion. Like all his emotions are big. And so Southgate was like, all right, son, open your book and get started. He's like, I'm not your son.
Oh, dear.
All right, calm down, Dramatosaurus.
Because when they got out and they were discussing the fact that Rivers was being a dick, they saw him out there and he's like, oh, like what were you trying to get a punch in the mouth or whatever in class? And he's
just like,
don't. Did you write the whole thing down? All right, you say it.
You can't trust cops, teachers, or women. They'll turn on you.
I just wrote down that. They'll turn on you. And he's like, that's like your little Betty that's like.
I love that he refers to Lucy as a Betty. That's my. Yeah. That's from Clueless. That's the only reference I have of that phrase being used.
Unless Clueless got it from somewhere.
Maybe.
Maybe it's like how incels have. I'm saying like because incels have Beckys and
Chads,
Stacys,
yeah,
and then they have Chads and
incels
themselves. And so whether like Betty was like meant to be a pretty girl,
yeah. Well, that is what it's supposed to be. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, it must have come from somewhere.
It has to. And so he's stomping around the yard,
stomping around the basketball court,
and then medical emergency for Yola.
Who calls that student?
Jody, come here. I'm bleeding. I'm like, I would not.
I would never.
I mean, I would bleed. Like, I could bleed.
No, but I would never be like, hey, student, come and, like, help me.
It depends. I mean, remember, I'm not saying, I'm not offering it up. She's like, no, shaking her head at me emphatically. So, medical emergency for Yola.
Yeah, she says she thinks she's going to lose the baby.
And then grabs Jodie and they head off.
Jodie's taking her to the office, I think.
Yeah. And Southgate offers to look after her.
Yeah, because we don't, like, oh, the next... after? How did you say that?
After her. we head to the Bordinos.
No, wait.
No?
Yeah, because we don't actually see anything happen to Yola. We see Jodie taking her to the office and then the next thing we see she's at...
On the least comfortable couch ever.
She's on her cane couch where she's basically been put on bed rest.
Yeah.
And Southgate's there and he offers to come in and pop in and help look after her.
So basically he's like, are you going to be okay? And Yola says, I guess I'll call my mum. She's going to make a big deal and make it quite stressful. And Southgate says, well, you know, I can come in, bring you food. It's all good.
And cute. He bought her magazines to
super
read.
Super cute. And she's like, I did not read this trash.
All right. This is...
There was a Christmas episode.
No, yeah. This is where I got it because he gave her the magazines and also it was the really old cover of a new idea. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then he's like, oh, you know, hopefully that'll take your mind off it. And she said... The only thing that's going to take my mind off anything is going to be a whole new life.
Yeah.
And my note was, is she going to the country with Southgate?
Ah.
As soon as she said that line of a whole new life, I was like, fuck you. She's going to go to the country.
And you were right. You were right. Aggressively right.
That was gritted teeth into the microphone, everyone.
We head over to the Bordinos and Con is telling scary stories.
And Effie's allowed to stay in the room.
Yeah.
That seemed like a bad idea.
So they're all doing stuff and Helen comes in and says, hey, out you get Effie. She wants to stay. Con's
so
happy
who was
for
it?
Her to
so
stay.
There was like...
The main gang.
There was the main gang in Con's room.
Yeah.
And Helen comes in and is like, come on, Effie. She's like, oh, no, can I stay? And Con's like, yeah, she can stay. Now let's talk about someone dying.
And so she's now terrified.
Yeah. So he says that he thinks it's a true story. That a teacher was having an affair with a married teacher and then she wanted him to leave his wife and he wouldn't, so she jumped off the roof of the school. And Effie's sitting there watching this shadow of a tree and I was like, oh, she's going to freak out.
Yeah. Immediate cut to Deloraine's where Uncle Jim tries to have a subtle conversation about, he's like, so, dating, hey?
It was very awkward and my favourite bit was when he goes, oh, you know, there's distractions, and Matt goes, oh, yeah, I think I know what you mean. And he goes, yeah, my last 2 years of high school were very hard, difficult. And I was like,
you okay?
You know, you probably could have just stuck with very hard, and we wouldn't have considered that to be like a double entendre until you had to change it to difficult.
I don't know why he made it weird for himself.
Yeah, he made it weird. Yeah. And really, Matt came to his rescue in the end and was like, hey, I know about condoms and safe sex and babies. Who needs them? And he's like, good chat. We should do it again sometime. And I was like, oh, that was nice of Matt.
He tries. As in Uncle Jim tries. Thanks for the crickets. They go for so long. Thank you. So we go back to the Bordinos and Effie's having a nightmare. Here's the thing. She's like this. Like super soft and Helen and Roberto.
Does she have a baby monitor in the room?
They burst in like she's screaming to death.
Yeah, it's not, she's not screaming. She's just going, no, don't, no, no, meh, meh, meh.
Softer than that.
Yeah. And somehow the two of them come running from their side of the house because they're
on the same floor, but they're not like,
yeah.
Well, actually, maybe, oh no, Con's on the ground floor. They're upstairs.
Yeah. I don't think they would have heard it.
No.
In fact, yeah.
It was the softest sound. They're just like, who's got a gun? Like, that's what it's like.
And then they wake her up and they're like, it's okay. Do you want us to stay with you? And then Roberta's like, oh, go get you some warm milk. And
very,
like,
cute.
Have you ever had warm milk?
Yeah, it's gross.
Just checking.
Add Milo immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah. I feel bad for people who do not have access to Milo.
As in other countries?
Yeah, because drinking cocoa, not the same thing.
My dad used to live in Malaysia and they did have Milo, but they call it Milo.
Oh, fair enough.
So if I asked for a Milo, they'd just be like, what? And I'd be like, oh, Milo. And then they'd be like, now you're talking.
When I was in the US, I think in, I'm going to say like Louisiana area, maybe Mississippi, I said, hey, can I please grab a Coke? And they were like, a what? And I was like, a Coke, please. They said, I'm sorry, what? I was like, I pointed so to the menu and I'm like, we're saying the same thing, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, drove me nuts.
When I was in America, I had to say Coca-Cola. Like, I had to say the full thing for them to really get it. I asked for a Coke on a flight, I think from Texas to New York, and they served me a black coffee.
I was mad because I didn't even want the damn Coke. I prefer a Pepsi, but they didn't have it. So, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Correct.
Just so everyone is aware, that we're doing like product placement here, but I'm very much on the side of Coke and Leanne is very much on the side of Pepsi.
I have Coke in my fridge.
For me.
Only for Jane for when she comes around. It's really a bribe.
It works.
Yeah. So Effie's had a nightmare. Con the next day is yelled at by his parents about, hey, did you even think about what you were doing to the poor girl? Remember, she's lost 75, well, she's lost all of her family, two of which died pretty horrifically.
So her mum died in a car accident or after a car accident and her brother had an aneurysm.
During a fight. Yep. So,
and she says, like, she goes, I don't think it's funny to make fun of people dying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's a bit awkward considering her background.
Exactly. So I get, she's like, it's, you know, lack of respect for the dead. She has a point.
Con makes a weird comment, something about, like, it's not, we're not laughing at the dead, we're laughing at the dying or the death or something. And she's like, and he goes, does that make sense? And she says, about as much as anything you say does. And I was like, there's my little South Queen.
You'll be so and sad when Effie leaves, won't
Helen
you?
Helen and Roberta are just like, yeah.
Finger guns.
Is she going to leave?
She has to leave. They all have to leave eventually because a whole new cast comes in. The cast that we have, there is nobody in the last season that's in the first season.
How does Effie leave?
I'm not telling you. We head to Yola's staircase of an apartment.
We found out that it was a stage. It was a staircase and a stage.
Did we?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, so they're basically, Yola is with Southgate discussing the issues that she's going to face looking after her son alone. I'm laughing because I know what comes next. And Southgate offers a solution, and that is a hand in marriage.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to have this 4-bedroom house with just me, like, knocking around at it up in the country, and you could come up. And then she's like,
we could,
like,
have a marriage of convenience.
Yeah. And she's like, are you asking me to marry you? And he's like, oh, it'd be like a marriage of convenience. And he goes, like, but it's not like a romantic thing. It was very, and Yola says no.
She's like, I would like my independence. Thank you.
Yeah. She's like, I want to support the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Movie filming. Jodie looks freaking amazing in 50s style clothing and makeup.
Her hair looked incredible.
She looked gorgeous.
How would they even do that? How would they do that?
The kids?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're doing the whole they're in a real world thing. I thought you meant the hairdressers and I was
That's the thing is that this, like, you can tell that the people on the show are like, oh, well, she needs a 50s hairdo and they haven't done if I was a teenager, how would I, with no, like, qualifications, how would I do a 50s hairdo? They've just done a proper fucking one. 50s hairdo.
It looks amazing.
They've also put a fucking truckload of eyeshadow on Matt. It's very disconcerting.
Yes. Very, very black eyes.
And I assume it's Jodie's lipstick. But he's also wearing a lot of lipstick.
Oh, yeah. And so the script is very loose when Danny gives it to them. And it's basically like she looks at him and she's a little afraid. And she doesn't want him to go. So she says something. Wow, that's very helpful.
Yeah, she's like, oh, we don't want to lose the spontaneity or whatever. Like, just think about if you're in this situation, what would you say?
And I'm like, that's not a script. Like, you can have space for ad-libbing. Yeah, that's not a loose script. That's a no script.
that's a complete ad-lib from beginning to
end. There were two people in a room and they talked to each other. Script.
What would you say?
It's improv. That's what that is. So they head to the yard where Rivers is being a sook and flouncing around with his flouncy wrap of food.
Southgate's just walking through the yard and Rivers and Bolton walk across the front of him, and as soon as they get in front of him, Rivers drops I don't even know what it was. It looks
like,
sort of like
food wrapper,
like,
I assume.
10 pieces of paper wadded up together. drops it at his feet and keeps walking. So then Rivers gets in trouble from Southgate, and then he's like, oh, you know, he won't pick it up. And so then my favourite thing is he goes, all right, well, you got detention. And he's like, Bolton, pick that up. And so Bolton picks it up and Rivers is like, oh, what are you, a teacher's pet? And you see Bolton just going, what the fuck is going on?
Like, all Bolton was like, fine, I have to do the stupid thing, fine. Fine, why am I being yelled at?
Yeah. So that made me laugh.
I did like it. Yeah, he's just lashing out at everybody.
Oh, that's right, because he goes, oh, what is this, some kind of joke? And he goes, you're the only thing that's a joke here, and no one's laughing. And I was like, oh, he's so mad.
Well, then it's
mad.
Not a joke. Then we head over to movie making, which just seems to be filming the couple make out.
Yeah.
That script is loose.
So they're filming and they're basically, they're like, all right, you two just kiss. And so we're just watching them film Matt and Jody kissing. And then Deloraine walks past in the background and he's like, what is going on here? And they're like, oh, we're making a movie, sir.
And they're
like,
covered in lipstick.
Yeah. Matt's got lipstick from like his nose to his chin. But he goes, oh, and so Deloraine's like, what kind of film? An X-rated one?
I loved teaching media and the kids because you always end up making some sort of film.
Yep.
And when you get them to storyboard, they have no concept of what they can do with the limitations of a school budget.
Yeah.
And so they're like, and then we'll have special effects. And then the ninja will go running full tilt in his outfit. And then he'll have a costume change where he's got.
And then he's going to run across the roof.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Okay. And then one of them's like, and then there'll be a car. Whose car? My dad's car. Is your dad bringing your car, the car to school? Yeah. And then it like smashes through a wall. Which wall? This is obviously year 7 media.
Yeah. Yes. Which I'm looking forward to teaching next time.
They need to dial it back. So they're told
to go to Deloraine's office.
They head to his penthouse suite.
Just those two.
Yeah.
Not the filmers, just the filmies.
And he resolved, by the way, they fixed the makeup between.
Yeah, so suddenly he hasn't got lipstick on
the
anymore.
The lipstick is or back off shadow. Matt's chin and onto Jodie's lips.
Yeah, so she's looking very well made up. So they've obviously done a trip to the bathroom.
I guess. And
before going to the office.
Jim decides to invite Jodie to dinner.
I love Jim.
I like Uncle Jim. Deloraine annoys me, the principal, but
you
Uncle,
like Uncle Jim
is adorable. Matt is not pleased.
No, because like she's like, oh, on Thursday. And he's like, oh, no, she's like way too busy. And then she's like, Thursday's fine.
I will be there.
Yeah.
We head back to filming and special effects are a blow-up doll that throws itself off a roof.
Throws itself?
Yeah. Well, that was from the filming perspective, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, so we go out and somehow they've got stage lights and they've got them aimed at the roof in the middle of the day. Is that a thing? How is a light going to reach from where it is to the top of like a
three-story
building
yeah.
in the middle of the day? You can see light on con. Is it that light? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm not good at this stuff. Can't wait to teach media.
Well, I mean, you're going to be working with stage lighting.
Correct, because schools don't have that.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they do.
It's weird how this school doesn't have an English maths history class, but they have full stage lighting.
Yeah. So they're all watching, like there's random extras watching as well from the bottom. And Con has a blow-up doll in the same dress that Jodie's wearing somehow.
And a scarf. And horrible.
As far as we know, like she's at the bottom still wearing that dress.
Yeah.
So somehow they've got two of this dress.
Full outfit with the pearls.
Yep. Throws it off the roof.
The makeup is atrocious.
Well, I think they come with that on.
And then Jodie heads over to Yola's with some flowers and they bond over losing loved ones.
I actually quite like this. Because at the beginning I was like, Jodie goes to see Yola. She bought her some flowers, which was nice.
Yeah.
And she's like, she said, oh, stay and talk to me for a bit, Yola said. And then Jodie's like, oh, what do you want to talk about? And she's like, oh, we can talk about Matt. And then, yeah, it kind of gets into, it didn't actually really occur to me that Jodie has been through
what Yola's going
very
through.
Similarly, what Yola's going through,
yeah,
and that
same.
She's had a partner pass away. I mean, obviously Yola's pregnant as well.
And an adult.
Yeah. And she's saying, she says to her, like, you must think I'm a monster having, like, moved on so quickly to Matt or whatever. And Yola's saying that she's read books that say that, you know, it will get easier, but she doesn't see herself with anyone other than Joe. And then Jodie's saying, you know, don't shut yourself off.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a very mature and insightful conversation considering one of those people is a high school student.
He's a high schooler and they're the one giving advice. Like, look, we love Jodie. I love Jodie as a person.
Jodie's still like one of my favourites, yeah.
I like Jodie outside of her relationship because her relationships with the guys annoy me. They're always annoying. So we head back to the Bordinos and I guess they're checking the dailies. Haha, I knew, see? Media teacher. that's all I know.
And what does that mean?
Like they're checking the footage that they've shot for the day.
Is that
the day.
What it's called?
I think so. Oh, no. I thought I was
no,
so,
I
was so
know.
Confident, but I may be
checking
wrong.
The dailies meant reading the newspaper.
No, the dailies as in the film footage from the day.
You could 100% be right. I literally have no idea.
You can tell us
now
if
I need
we're
to
wrong.
Check. What did we say? Checking the dailies.
Yep. They're checking the dailies. Was I right?
You were. So I had no idea that that's what that was.
Yeah.
So checking the dailies is looking at the raw unedited footage.
I am so learned.
And apparently it can also be called rushes, particularly if it's animation.
Oh, there you go.
Hmm. We'll be learning.
Look, and we're teaching you guys who probably already knew and told us to hurry up. So they're checking them and there's a ghost on film. Ghost on film. Sorry, I just need to get into it.
When Con's up on the roof, so he's chucked the doll down and then obviously there's the footage of him kind of talking to them like when they're down on the ground and there's like a lady floating next to him.
Literally, and they're all like, what? She wasn't. And then Con's like, there was nobody next to me on the roof. I would have seen her. At the time, I don't, because I just, all I remember from this episode was Yola and Southgate leaving. So I didn't remember the horror movie storyline. And so in my head, I was like, are they really going to go with a unsolved mystery ghost storyline? Did you think it was fake the whole time?
The ghost?
Yeah.
Only because I was like, this show's not going to go supernatural. No.
It just slides into Buffy territory.
Yeah.
Pre-Buffy.
I don't know how they did it though.
I don't know how he did it.
I assume it's overlaying one piece of film over another.
But who did he get to do that?
Yeah. It was the lady.
Or maybe it was just from a TV show or a movie or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Anyway. So Southgate tries to talk some sense into Rivers.
Yeah, so Rivers doesn't go to his detention.
No.
So he comes to find him where – is that the warehouse or is it somewhere else?
It's at that place where he used to fix Sam's bike that we can't figure out where it exists in the world.
Yep. So he's fixing up a car. And he comes up and Rivers is still mad, by the way.
Southgate's like, hey, man, you didn't come to detention. Rivers is like, why should I when I've been betrayed?
Yeah, but he goes, you know, oh, it's good for you. Like, you're just turning your back on all of us. And Southgate was actually really sweet. And he's like, here's my new phone number and here's my new address. And, you know, when I come down to the city, we can, you know, catch up. And he goes, and then he's, you can see Rivers kind of going,
fine, you care. Here's the thing. You and I both had to face, you more so than me, is facing the fact that you have to leave kids you love.
Yeah.
The thing is, and it sucks, like it sucks, because they'll always be your kids. Like, and for Jane in particular, there's this one group that she was with for like 5 years, followed them up each year, and they're like, that's her year level. But for most part, with the exception of a handful, most of them forget you. So when you feel like you have to stay in a school because they're your kids and you've got loyalty, there are kids in other schools that also need you. So like it's hard to sort of try and.
That being said, you know, like because earlier I was saying that we had a guy that cried in a job interview.
I did think of this when you said that.
I cried in a job interview.
Jane did cry. She got the job though.
I did get the job. Because this guy cried because I think he just had a mental breakdown. I cried because they said, oh, you've been, well, it's true. I think he was just so desperate to get a job, he just lost his mind.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
So I'm in this job interview and they said to me, and how are you going to feel about leaving these kids that you've been with for so long? And I had known these kids from grade 5 to year 11. They were in year 11 when I left. And as soon as they brought it up, it really hit me for the first time that I was potentially going to leave. And I went, I think I'm going to cry. I literally said it like that because I'm a fucking weirdo.
Jane announces that she's going to cry, which she does.
I'm going to cry. And people look at me like, what? And then I start to cry. Like it's just an announcement I have to make. And I cried in the interview and I was like, I am so sorry. And I was like, but this is the first time I've really thought about the fact that I'm going to leave those kids.
Yeah.
And I said, look, they'll be fine without me. And, you know, it's been great to know them, but I'd love to get to know new kids, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, the principal was like, was there anything else you wanted to add? Any questions? And I was like, oh, no, I've cried. I think I'm done.
I'm out, bitches.
Yeah, and I did get that job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So, and he also, Southgate gives the keys to...
he needs a tune-up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he gives him the keys to his car and he's like, oh, you know, obviously he's got to drive up there 8 hours or whatever and ask Rivers to give his car a tune-up. And when Rivers took the keys, I was like, is he going to do something bad? Is he going to sell his car or something? Car? Yeah.
You can't leave.
But yeah, like he agrees to tune up his car.
Can I just say about this scene when he's all like, you've left me and blah, blah, blah. Mm. Every third episode, Rivers is packing up to leave.
Yeah. He's allowed to cut and run.
Yeah.
No one else is.
Everyone must stay here when I get back.
Well, I guess Chaka left and they just started going out. Sam left.
Well.
Bye, bitch.
Well.
And
his mother's left emotionally years ago.
Yeah, and his dad's
in prison and then left.
And then left, yeah. So, yeah, I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah. He has a brother. Remember, because when
isn't the brother in jail?
He's also in jail. I was going to say mum mentioned it, but yeah. So we go back to school where they all think it's Con immediately.
It was Con that doctored the tape somehow.
Surprise. Yes,
but Effie knows how to get him back. So she and Danny go off to get him back, I guess.
To plot.
Yeah. Not go to class.
No. Then we're at the apartment of Yola's. That was the longest possible way I could have phrased that sentence. Southgate brought your little Lebanese food.
Yeah, and he says so he's cute. Never tried it. And she's like, well, you're going to try it now.
Lebanese basically. Food is fucking awesome.
I don't think I've tried Lebanese food.
What?
I could have tried it and not known it was Lebanese food, to be honest.
Do you remember we had a Turkish kid who almost every day would say to the two of us, Miss, have you had baklava? Like every day.
I've had baklava.
Yeah. No, he was very excited about baklava.
Ah, well, it is good. That's that pastry and walnut thing, isn't it? Yeah.
I hate walnuts.
Get fucked.
So they've decided to be friends as per Yola's request.
Well, it's interesting because Yola, like, I guess this is undertone of Yola knows that Southgate has a crush on her, basically. He's into it. And she's like, you know, I'm not ready. I don't know if I ever will be, but I could be because someone told me that I might be. It's like a real wrap up of the conversation here. And she says, but I do like you and I want us to be friends.
Mm.
So that was cute.
It was. And then we go to the Bordinos where Con is studying and Effie and Danny try to get Con back.
Yeah, so he's studying and his desk looks out a window and then he hears a noise. So he looks out the window and there's Effie with white makeup on and a sheet around her pointing at him.
And then he immediately yells into the void, I was the one who did it!
Yeah, and he's like, good one. You can tell he's rattled.
Yeah.
And then, like, she obviously runs off through the garden. She disappears
and they laugh.
Yep.
And then he still stares.
He's still freaking out.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. I too would if someone pointed at me in white makeup in the dark. Don't you even. Jane has pranked my house. Not this one so much.
No.
No. You're like, well.
First, I don't think I have pranked this house.
I have a doorbell now with a camera.
Like I'm going to come to the door.
Yeah, but if you have to go up the driveway, it'll see you.
Not if I jump over your neighbor's fence, it won't.
That fence? Because that's falling down.
I'll knock it the fuck down. I'll jump over the other neighbor's fence behind you and over your back fence. I'll bring a ladder.
I'll bring a ladder. Okay.
Don't underestimate how intense I will get.
Some person walks out together. And they're like, intruder. You're like, no, I'm just here to prank you.
I'm just here to prank her.
Fair enough.
It's going to happen. You don't know when.
That was, by the way, a victory dance. If that was kept in. Dinner with Uncle Jim. And he's really trying hard to make friendly conversation. And Matt's a fuck. My
note was Jody's at Deloraine's for dinner and he's adorable.
Mm. And he's like, so, school. And Matt's like, come on. And he's like, okay, so singing.
He says, oh, you know, are you thinking about university?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, come on, blah, 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 blah. You've been like grilling
her all night. But the thing is, that's such a common question.
It's a normal conversational question.
To a kid in
business. And then he goes, oh, well, do you want me to talk about your extracurricular activities? And I was like,
ugh. No.
Then he goes, oh, how's the singing going?
And he goes, have you done any good gigs lately? And they laugh at him.
And then she's like, oh, you know, it's a bit weird for me and it's just all really formal. And he's like, oh, I should have done like a frozen pizza or something. And she's like, no, the food's really good. And then Matt goes, you'd make someone a great wife. What happened to
his girlfriend that Matt set him up with? Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? I assume she's in the same place as Rat the Dog and Lucy. His alternate reality.
Heartbreak High Purgatory.
Now. Southgate is washing dishes in a sleeveless t-shirt.
It was an interesting shirt.
That was so weird.
Because it like had the shoulders of sleeves.
It had it had the essence of sleeves.
I feel like it's the kind of shirt to try and make your shoulders look a lot broader.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
He's already got broad shoulders, so it looks insane.
He looks like he is all shoulders.
and it had a really high neck.
It did.
Yeah.
He loves a sleeveless turtleneck situation.
Yeah, he's got good arms. So, as a dude, he's...
Yeah.
Shut up.
What are you going to do without his... Without
I don't know. Yeah. There better be another good... Like a
good-looking adult because you can't keep, you can't scope on the children.
Even though all these children are, like, in reality older than me at this point in time. But no.
I mean, to be fair, even the actors are, like, in their 20s. I think almost all of them.
At the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Yeah, he's washing dishes and he asks Yola if she wants a cup of tea and she's like, no, take a break, slave.
Miss. We'll miss her.
Oh, I miss them both.
Just conveniently, Jane.
Very conveniently.
Super conveniently. Southgate has a letter and the letter contains a resignation from a district councillor that just conveniently is in Southgate zone or whatever you want to call it, district.
Where his new school is going to be.
Southgate has made sure that she has a job if she wants it.
Yeah, he's like, you've basically spoken to a couple of people and if you want the job, it's yours.
So she's a think about it.
She does say she's think about it. And this is where I was immediately like, oh, she's definitely going to go now.
Then, second, bam, 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 bam. The kids are in an English classroom because there's Shakespeare on the wall behind them. They're not doing English. They're throwing a ball around. But English still exists somewhere in the school.
Somewhere. Someone's teaching it.
Someone is. So Rivers tells Southgate. So Southgate walks past as they're throwing a ball and Rivers bounces out and says, hey, some kids were talking about throwing you a goodbye. And I was like, nah, wouldn't like it. Anyway, see ya.
Well, he kind of goes, Southgate's like, oh, yeah, like it's not. Not necessary, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I didn't think you'd like it, blah, blah. And so he leaves. You see Southgate kind of go, aww.
Rivers laughs heartily to himself.
Yeah.
And then we find out that the prank was successful because Con was scared.
Yeah, so they, like, Danny and Effie meet up with Steve and Con and they're, and Danny's like, oh, we want to shoot the movie again and we want more different special effects and more of this or that. And Con's like, no.
I'm not involved.
I'm not doing it. And you shouldn't be mucking around with this stuff. And then they call him a wuss. And he's like, yeah, I'm a wuss. And walks off.
Then we head to Deloraine's cavernous office. And Yola is discussing her friend.
I love a good third person chat.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, friend.
I have a friend that's been offered a really good job in a new area, which would be really good to bring up a kid.
She also says, you know, but, you know, she has a job she loves, good friends. All her friends are gone except Southgate and Jim. I mean, I assume she has friends outside the school, but we don't.
Yeah, we don't
I'm
see
just
them.
Saying this is a contained universe.
Yeah.
So Deloraine tells her to go for it. And
he says, didn't take Bill long to start poaching my staff. And my God, does that happen?
I'm at my current school from poaching.
So am I.
Deloraine, after telling her to go for it, he also does like a wiggly eyebrow at like hashtag Yolgate.
Yeah.
I'm going with Yolgate, by the way.
I like Yolgate.
It can't be Souther.
Yeah, my my note was Deloraine knows it's sus.
Yeah, yeah. He's into it.
And she's like, no, we're just friends. And he's like, if you say so.
Okay.
We all feel the same, Deloraine. Other thing that he says, he goes, no one's irreplaceable, but you'll be an extremely hard act to follow.
That's sweet.
And I was
sweet.
Like, that's so lovely, and I'm going to keep that for when someone leaves my school.
I heard it on – I saw it on the back of a card once.
The Scooby Gang got a present for Yola's baby.
And they're in her office, and it's very cute. It's like a little white beanie. It's very sweet. And she's like, well, since you're all here, because they're the only ones she needs to talk to about it,
the main cast,
I'll only give you announcements if you're on the opening credits.
Yep.
And so she tells them that she's off.
We don't actually see her tell them.
No.
We see her afterwards, and she's walking along with Southgate, and he's like, oh, how'd they take it? She's like, eh. Good as expected,
and
I guess.
And she says they want to organise a party. And she says, I guess I'll just put my name on your banner. And he's like, I'll be surprised if any kid ever does anything for me.
He says, they haven't surprised me in 6 years. Why would they start now?
So he expects nothing. And he says, like, yep, kids don't surprise me.
And his last class just happens to be with the Scooby Gang.
Because it's their only class. So they're all working quietly.
He's watching the clock.
And he's like, eh?
It's 3:30.
Something's happening.
And he starts doing a bit of a speech, and then the bell goes and cuts him off, and they all just get up.
And so he starts to do a bit of a goodbye, and he does a very nice sort of like, you know, work hard. I'm sure I'll see some of your names in the top results, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And the bell goes, and some of the kids, and when I say some of the kids, I mean the main cast come and shake his hand and wish him luck.
Yep.
The extras don't give a shit. They're like, well, you've never paid attention to us anyway. So
yeah, well,
they walk off. And he walks through the corridor.
Even Rip is just like, see ya.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can see him go, oh.
He charges him $50 for the tune-up.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, how much do I owe you? And he goes, $50, we'll do it. And he's like, whoa.
All right.
He gives him the $50. That was cute.
And the thing, he'd mentioned before when Yola was talking about, you know, they'll just add to your surprise. He's like, the best thing they'll do is put like a bucket of water over the door.
On the door, yeah.
So the next scene is him with his box of stuff and his briefcase perilously looking up at doorways before he walks through them, and Jim catches him.
Yeah. So he's walking through, he's got his box of stuff, and then he says goodbye to Delray, and Delray's being so sus.
Yeah.
He's like, I've got a meeting. Got a meeting to go to. Best of luck, and I'll see you around. Kind of thing. And you see Delray's like, oh.
Okay, bye.
So he walks out. And they're all hiding behind – they've got his car that has been tuned up and another car.
Well, we don't know originally. So it's basically gone from him going goodbye and then walking off. And then Yola has got all the kids around her, and they're giving her a giant teddy bear. Yeah. And so it looks like literally Southgate's like, nah, fuck off, Southgate.
Yeah. And so, so Deloraine comes running out, and he's like, he's coming. And so they hide behind these cars, and they've got a table set up with balloons and like a little tablecloth. That was super cute. And then they all got out, and they surprised him.
Do you know, and so it turns out their surprise is they've done up his car.
Like, overhaul.
Here's the thing. It was so different to the point where I was like, so Yola gets a bear and he gets a new car. When I left my school after 15 years, I got a box, like a gift box, and it had wine and nuts, and I don't drink and I don't eat nuts.
I got a $100 Visa.
I would have rather the Visa.
That it had $5.95 taken out of it for the card.
Yeah, because it charges
They couldn't just give me the full hundy and pay for the card. They took it out of the card.
Yours was worth more than mine. I mean, to be fair, everyone was mad that we left.
Yeah.
Because a whole bunch of us left that year.
I left before that. Leanne did.
Before
like
the mass
years,
exodus.
Quite a few years.
And then they fixed his car up. They get in the car. Yola's offered a lift. And what happens, Shane?
She kisses him.
And then Danny and Jody are like,
Danny sees
what?
It. And she's just like, did you see that? Would she actually? And Jody's like, nah.
No, never.
And I was like, it literally just happened in front of your face, girls.
And they drive off into the sunset.
And there's cans attached to the back of the car.
It was very cute.
It was very cute. So I guess the overall thing is that we assume that they are going to end up together.
Yep.
Hang on. This is the thing that gets me though. When they take the fuck off and I'm like, you have an entire apartment.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening with that?
No.
You got an entire apartment that you need to pack up.
Southgate has that car, that house that he was living in. Remember, he was eating pizza and cold salads?
Yes, cold salads.
I heard that the other day, and I was like, no. So he's got a house, she's got an apartment, and they're all just like, It's been a day. She took the job and left within 24 hours again.
Yep. Just left all her shit.
Here's
there.
The thing. So I
want to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
When they were going, the last thing, because Steve goes to Southgate, we hope you don't think we like you because of this.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. That's all I wanted to say. That's a good ending. Anyway, you go.
With all of the Starfleet, so there was a position that was potentially I was going to get a little while ago at a different school. And my boss said to me, look, if you do, I'm going to ask, because it's in the same, the principals all talk to each other and they all work together.
Yes.
And even if they're not in the same area, they still work together because we're all public schools. And he said, if you get it and if you take it, I'm going to ask them to give me 2 weeks because there was a big project that I was in charge of. And he's like, just so you can see that project through. There's no chance if I got offered a job on, say, a Friday, I'd be like, well, bye. Not coming in Monday. You can't. There's
yeah, they usually give you 2 weeks so you that you can give your school notice.
You have to tell them. No, every single time. It's just like, bye.
Yeah. Like, now what's Hartley going to do without a counsellor? It's not like they...
Because he... Remember, like, he's already down. He's down all his teachers in the main cast.
Yeah.
He's down Christina, Yola, Vic, Phil North when he came for a while, Sam, and Southgate. That's it. That's all of the subjects out.
How is this school still running?
Deloraine's going to have to teach classes. So by Yola and Southgate, they do not get a yearbook thing like the high schoolers do. I know. No, teachers don't get them because teachers don't have futures like the young people.
None of us. Oh, that's so true.
Yeah. What are they going to be doing? Teaching at another school. That's it. So also, in 5 episodes, we've lost 5 main cast members. I know Jack wasn't officially main cast anymore, but I'm just going to say artist formerly known as. Yeah.
Yeah, he was around a lot. He was there from season 1.
Yeah, so he dropped off the main cast when he went to the other school, but in those few episodes, he sort of came back almost full time.
Yeah.
So that's 5 in 5.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And big ones too, like Rose.
Rose has been there since episode 1.
Yeah, and Yola and Southgate
have been there since episode 1. Yeah. Lucy was there from episode 30 of last season.
And Tess.
Yep.
6.
So I'd love to ask your predictions because what the hell?
I don't have any.
No. That's the end of the show.
So I guess we're at the start of Matt and Jodie's relationship. So I guess they'll have ups and downs for whatever reason. I feel like Danny hasn't had a good go at any storylines recently since she kind of did that one...
The job
of being in front of the camera.
Do I have to restart the whole year? She hasn't had a storyline since her parents. But even then it wasn't really about her, it was about Southgate.
So yeah, I feel like there has to be new people. There has to be new kids and there has to be new staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my biggest prediction.
3 students, even not officially Lucy, and 2 staff members.
Yeah.
3 if you include Vic because he was never replaced.
So that the biggest thing.
Prediction is new people.
New people are coming in.
I'm not going to ask because we are going to do our. This is a good time to say we're going to do our formal awards episode again. So if you haven't voted, it will have been in our Instagram
stories.
So they will be there again. It will be much shorter list though of things.
Considering that this season was literally a blink of an eye. It was compared to season 1.
I mean, we can ask who we're going to miss the most because we lost like half the cast.
Yeah, actually, so. That's quite a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, who for this episode, who is your student of the week?
I'm going to say Jodie, just because she was really lovely to Yola. So she helped her, like, when she was upset and thought she was going to... so she helped Yola when she was in pain, I guess, and thought she was going to lose the baby. And then also that little talk that they had in Yola's place. I'm going to say them.
I'm going to give it to Steve because he shut down Jodie and Matt at the start of the episode.
Oh, that was funny.
Told Southgate that nobody likes him, nobody likes Southgate, and was also pretty onto Con's idiocy.
Yeah, okay.
I don't agree, but... No. Are you suspending anyone?
No.
No, me neither. Even Bolton was all right.
Yeah.
His hair's so long now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's practically
normal length. It's like because it was such a close shave before.
Yeah.
It was so close, it was skin.
I like it better with hair.
Yeah. Do you have any – how do you pick a staff member of the week?
I would go – I'm going to – Jim was adorable as Uncle Jim.
Yep.
He was really good to Yola when she said that she wanted to leave. So I was happy with Deloraine. I guess Southgate because he was still – like he still made sure that Rivers – you know, he wasn't turning his back on Rivers and that kind of thing. I didn't really have any problems with anyone, but there wasn't anyone that like super stood out to me.
We are so out of staff. We can't put staff on notice like we did at the start of the season.
We have three staff members.
Well, no, we've got one now.
Now we've got one. Deloraine is it. He's running the entire school and teaching all the classes.
The casting decisions are ruining our end of episode segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're out. So
it's Deloraine because there's no one else left.
Deloraine wins for holding on. We have two episodes coming up, but one will be all our cold opens, which was a request last season. So we'll do it again, even if you haven't requested it.
Because we like it.
And then we'll have our formal awards. So vote on those. You'll have a little bit of time. We'll probably cut it off quite soon when we post this recording. Otherwise, we'll have a couple of weeks break and then we'll be back with season three.
Yeah, we will.
We'll be back with season three, which is even shorter. It's your last short season. Enjoy it, Jane.
Okay.
Have an excellent, not just week, because that's how I normally end it. Have an excellent couple of weeks.
Yay!